I like being sober. A lot of my friends are really cool about it. I thought, you know, I was going to have to be the designated driver, which I was not pumped about. But my friends know me really well, and they know that I'm such a bad driver that they would never do that to me. You know, they're like, we'll go out on a Saturday night, everybody gets super hammered, and then they'll be like, okay, Alice, it's time to go home, girl. Give me the keys. Come on, give me the keys. I just do, because I want us to be safe. Just not very good at driving. I did get in a few accidents my first year driving. I learned when I was 30, and so I got in a normal amount for your first year, which is like 8 or so, you know. I'm not mowing down pedestrians here, but I'm just saying little scratchy, you know, like bumpies. I call them bumpies. I actually got in a fender bender a couple months ago. I was on the highway in LA, and we were going like 2 miles an hour, you know? And I hit this guy in front of me, just a scratch, you know, but he was such an asshole about it. You know when somebody's just extra, like, you don't need to be such a jerk. Like, here's what happened. So I tapped his bumper, he stops his car immediately, and he gets out. Do you know what I mean? I was like, ugh. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, cool. I have to pull my car back, go around you, and yell out the window, they're called bumpers, bitch, bye! You know, it's like, ugh. Like, I was almost late to my thing, you know? Like, come on. I'm really good at being bad at driving. I just own it at this point, you know? I actually found a way to get into an accident when my car is parked. It's pretty cool. And if you ever want to try that, all you have to do is go park in the Whole Foods parking lot in Santa Monica and Fairfax in LA. I don't know what your Whole Foods parking lots are like in this neck of the woods. Probably just a Shangri-La of empty spots and white people with dreadlocks or whatever, you know. But in LA, this one parking lot, it's like a Thunderdome of hate. It's full of moms that are just like, mad from being paleo, you know? And I went there one day and I found a spot right next to one of these flat cars that looks like a Batmobile, like one of those cars that, like, you can't tell which side's the front, you know? I don't know a ton about automotive stuff, obviously, but if you have to be two-dimensional to get in your car, it's like, ooh, wow, you know? It's fancy. And I pulled in next to it and I assume his side mirror. I couldn't really tell what it was, a protrusion of some kind on his car with my door. And I was like, uh-oh, and I checked and I made sure and it was okay. All the Swarovski crystals were still on and everything. So I start, you know, walking into the store, and on instinct, I turned around and I noticed that the driver is in his car on his laptop, you know, because he's Batman. And he's probably looking for crimes to solve, you know. Petty crimes, by the way. Have you noticed that Batman only goes after, like, the mentally ill? And, like, petty thieves and shit? It's like Bane or the Joker, and he's like, I'm gonna clean up the scum of Gotham. And you're like, that's a heroin addict. He needs help. Like, maybe if you could invest in the mental health services with Wayne Enterprises, we could actually make some moves in this town and clean it up instead of just, like, ripping people a new asshole for stealing office supplies. Seems like you have some issues to deal with. But anyway, he's in his car, and I, like, peered at him, and he was waving at me, so I thought it was fine. So I just continue to walk in the store, and then he hops out of his car, and he's like, where the fuck are you going? I was like, whoa, calm down, sir. And he was like, don't tell me to calm down. Don't fucking tell me to calm down. You know how much I pay for this car every month? You wanna know how much I pay? $5,000 a month. And I was even more confused, because I was like, that sounds a lot like a not me problem, you know? I was like, oh my God, maybe he didn't even know about the side mirror, and he's just waiting for people to walk by, like, hey, I'm in over my head. Help me out. Let me consolidate. I didn't know what to do because this guy's like getting in my face, you know? I mean, like, at this point, if we call the cops, what are they gonna do? They're gonna come up, there's no damage. They're gonna be like, I don't know, ma'am, procedure here is for you to punch him in the nuts. I don't know what to do with this situation. But like, he was cornering me, he was getting up in my face. And like I said, he could fit in that car, I could take him, but I didn't want to. You know, I don't punch people anymore. I'm a sober person, I'm supposed to be an example. Even though at this point, a circle of moms had formed and they were like, hit him, hit him, hit him, you know? Because they needed it. They could taste the blood, you know? So that's all they eat. Anyway, I have a new boyfriend now. He's better. He's very sweet. He's a feminist. He's 25, so he's whatever I make him be. Oh, and he loves that joke. He does, because I told him to. He's great. He's very, very handsome. He's a musician. Which, I'm sorry, is just very hot. I get really turned on by lending people money, so. It's cute. He's so hot. He plays bass. On our first date, I was like, so you're a musician, what do you play? And he was like, I play bass. And I was like, oh, that's hot. He's like, yeah, upright bass. And I was like, not hot. No, no, no. Abort. He's like, no, you gotta come see me play sometime. And I was like, I don't know about jazz. And he was like, no, come see me play. I'm really good. Like, I like that confidence, you know? So I did, I went and saw him play, and you know what? I gotta take his word for it. There's no way to tell. With that instrument. You definitely can't hear it. You can barely see it. He's usually behind everybody else. He's not a tall man. I don't even know if he's there half the time. I date younger guys a lot. We just, you know, we get along. We agree on a lot of things, like dick should be hard, stuff like that. I do date younger guys a lot, and my boyfriend's not, he's not actually 25, he's older, but I did date a 25-year-old, and I realized that was like too big of a gap in age. Like, I'm 37, he's 25, it was like too much. I realized, okay, we're on different pages in the book of life. And I remember the day I realized was when a good friend of mine was going through depression. She had actually gone off her meds, and she was suicidal, and I was obviously, as her friend, devastated to see, you know, how much attention someone can get. Just like, oh my God, Jesus, just in a moment, you know? And my young boyfriend was so cute. He was trying to comfort me, you know? He was like, God, Alice, I don't know why anybody would ever want to kill themselves. And I was like, aw, you'll see. Aw, stick with it, champ, you know? You'll get there. I am 37, which is brave of me to be. People in LA don't get it. I'm like, I'm 37. They're like, oh, 37, can that be healthy? And it's not, in fairness to them, it's not. If you turn 30, you do just start to die. You may not know that. Like, I'm 37 right now, and I have like a chest cold that I got when I was 32. And that's just where we're at. I don't know, I like getting older, and personally, I do. I like, the older you get, you know, the more confident you are, the wiser you get. And I also love that as I age, I actually become less attractive to serial killers. It's a perk, you know. 50 is the new safe in your home. It's awesome. I feel like one of these predators sees me out in the wild and they're like, oh, I'm gonna stuff you in my trunk and make you into a lampshade, you know? And I'm like, what? And they're like, gross, I want a fresh one. Thanks, no thanks. No, I've had some run-ins. I this happened last winter. I actually caught a guy like looking in my bedroom window. And I saw him, it was really late at night, I saw his face and I screamed and he ran off. But I got a good look at the guy, so I decided to call the police. You know, and I was describing to them what happened, and they were like, okay, all right. So he's looking in the, okay, so he's a peeping Tom. And I was like, yeah, like a predator, but adorable. Like, maybe we should think of better names for these criminals at some point. I don't know, maybe not like a Rapin' Randy or whatever. Like, oh, you know, it's like a, oh, we've got a Punchy Paul in the 104, you know, like maybe we should take crimes against women seriously at some point. But the cops, they were really cool. They came and they did a perimeter search. They made sure the guy was gone. And they also, they came into my home. They gave me some tips on how to be less sexy in my bedroom, which was great. I filed a report, which I was able to give to my landlord. And he was really cool about it too. He agreed to put bars on my windows for free. And he also agreed to stop looking through them at night, which was awesome. You know, legally he doesn't have to, you know, I'm on his property, I am his property. I mean, it's in the lease, but he's a cool guy. He's a cool dude. But I did learn a lot from that circumstance. I learned the difference between my fight or flight response. You know, it tends that I'm very fight. Like, you know, the guy ran off, I called the cops, and then I was just waiting and I was mad, you know, and I really wanted to just run out after the guy and be like, wrong apartment, motherfucker, you know, like some kind of renegade. But I didn't think it through because I left the house to go chase him, I guess, and then I realized what I was wearing. I was wearing black jeans and a black hooded sweatshirt, which was exactly what he was wearing. So if I caught up to him, it would just look like I wanted to intern, like, hey, want to see if I can break into this, you know? Get some peeping Tammies in there, we gotta. I remember right after I got married, it's so weird when you get married, people want to know, like, immediately when you're having kids, they're, like, already bored with your nuptials. It was so weird. People were like, when are you having kids? It's like, the first thing I thought about when I got married was not kids, you know? Like, obviously the first thing I was thinking about when I got married was divorce. People were like, ooh, kids. You know, they were like, wow, look at you two, you're nesting. Oh, sooner or later, you're gonna hear the pitter-patter of little feet. And I was like, gremlins? I didn't understand that phrase at all, the pitter-patter of little feet. Like, I don't know a ton about babies, but don't they crawl for like a while first? Or do they come out and it's just like, brrr, get them, you know? And you have to put them in that baby jail. Crib, I guess they call it. It's a crib. Yeah. But it is wedding season. You guys been to a lot of weddings? No? Okay, well. You're lucky. It's weird to me that people were anti-gay marriage, not because they were bigots, I mean, that is weird, but also, why do people care who's getting married if you don't have to go? Like, if I don't have to buy a gift, it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, people are like, hey, do you think those two guys should be allowed to get married? I'm like, do they want to use my lawn? Like, what? What? Why are you asking me? Why am I a part of this decision? I say that, but I'm a hypocrite because, of course, there is one group of people that I don't think should be allowed to get married. And I know that makes me a bigot, but I don't care. I'll say it. I just don't think virgins should be allowed to get married. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because if you've ever been to the wedding of two virgins, you're probably related to them. And you know exactly what they're gonna be doing after the ceremony. And you know they're gonna be doing it poorly. It's just gross. All I ask is that you elope. That's all I ask. I grew up Lutheran, which is just Christianity when they don't explain it. I had a problem with God when I was little. I couldn't believe in God because I just was like, God makes too many bad things happen. I go, Grandma, like, why does God allow so many bad things to happen? She was like, well, God works in mysterious ways. And I was like, oh, he shouldn't. It's not a good way to keep people on your side. You know, if you work in mysterious ways at work, you get fired. So. Seems like a bad deal. I am worried about what's going on with the country music scene. You know, because I grew up on country music. I love classic country. Yeah, I love like Willie Nelson, Tammy Wynette. I love that shit. Foggy Bottom Boys or whatever. Like, I fucking love all that. Like, because classic country is a slice of Americana, and it's all super weird and quirky too. All the music is about people who are just not doing so well, just trying to make it by. And they have these creative solutions, you know. It'll be like, you know, here's my horse and my horse's name is Divorce. And you're like, oh, sad. Like, I'm a little lady and I live in a shoe. It's a normal shy shoe and I'm a small lady. It's like, oh, that's too bad. But something happened to country music over the course of time where it's become so homogenized that, like, I cannot tell the Brodies from the Codys these days. Like, every new country song sounds exactly the same. It's just a bunch of guys, they're doing fine, nobody's upset, everybody's having a great time, no problems really at all. It's just fucking, like, every new country song you hear is just trying so hard to, like, relate that it's creepy, you know? Like, every song is like, hey, man, fuck it, you get it, whoo, yeah, whatever, man, yeah, I like it, I'm normal, fucking plaid shirts and shit on the top half of my body where a shirt goes, you get it, ha-ha, I'm a normal guy. I just like average shit. Like, what's Wi-Fi? I don't know. You don't know. We're the same type of fucking average American dude who fucking marries women like a person does. Whatever. No big deal. Just fucking drink a beer, an American beer, probably, because I'm a fucking normal country-ass dude. Fucking smile of a child and chicken fried. I just like stars in the sky and normal shit. Whatever. Friday night, going out to drink. It's like you're an alien trying to blend in. It's like, I go to church every Sunday because my mama said, and my mama is a human and so am I. It's like, what? Because I'm a busy woman, you know? I've got a lot going on. I'm a mom. Thank you. Thank you. Any moms here? Moms, yeah? How many do you have? You have one? All right. I have two. So... God knows what you can handle. Me too. I've got two, and it's like, well, they're two amazing, awesome cats. And I love them, you know. They're my world. They're at that age, but they are my world, you know. People complain about having one. I'm like, call them when you have two, you know. They're the best. They are. And I, you know... I'm a single mom doing it on my own, and I want to communicate with my babies and tell them, you know I go on the road a lot, but I do it for you. And they're like, well, who are you? Because they don't know what a person is. They have acorn brains, so... I love cats, they're great. I do maybe wanna be the mom of a human person someday, you know. I don't know what it's like to be a mom of a human child. I don't have any babies, obviously, you know, that I know of. Been around the block though, okay? No, but I know that it's hard to be a mom, I know that. They say it, being a mom is the hardest job in the world. Easiest one to get, but it's not a long resume, but I say it's very hard. I want to adopt, I think. I've always wanted to adopt. Yeah, adoption's great. But I a lot of people don't adopt. They think they're afraid they're not going to be able to love their child if it's not biologically related to them, which I have to say I understand. Because like I said, I have two cats, and the one I adopted, I love way less. I gotta, you know. I admit it. I have favorites. I am a cat person. Any cat people here tonight? Cat people? My audience, that makes sense. Where are my dog people at? Yep, dog people. Always got some to prove. You know your dogs can't hear you cheering for them right now, right? Their hearing isn't that good. I'm a cat person, and like most cat people, I am also a dog person because I'm fucking reasonable, right? It's just the dog people that are being exclusive and weird. Like, just dogs, no cats, thanks. Calm down. Just like animals. Don't be a monster. There's a lot of anti-cat propaganda out there, I'll say it. I don't like it. I don't know if you've heard this. This is apparently a study that's supposed to prove that cats are creepy and dogs are awesome, but I don't think it proves anything. Maybe you've heard this before, but if you die in your home and you're a dog owner, your dog will wait like 5 to 7 days before it begins to eat your body. And it will start with the arms and legs first. Aw. And the cat will wait 1 day, starts with the face. Now, it doesn't prove anything. Yeah. That just proves that it's a different type of animal for a different type of pet owner, right? Like maybe you're the type of person who wants a pet that's gonna be, you know, emotionally conflicted about eating your dead body. All right, knock yourself out, get a pooch. It's fine. That's just not me, you know? I wanna surround myself with what I like to think of as miniature tigers who are just sort of waiting. You know, they're so cute. My cats are really cute, though. Everybody loves my cats. They're so cute. They sometimes in the morning, they wake me up by making little biscuits on my chest, you know, and then they'll like, they'll lick my nose. And then when I open my eyes, they're like, oh, sorry, we'll come back. Thought it was time to eat your face. Sorry about that. I'm not worried, I can take him. Anyway. I couldn't do it, I had to walk away, you know? I had to get out of that situation because I don't do that anymore, you know? The last time I got in a real, like, knockdown, drag out fist fight was 2008. And I was wearing the bottom half of a Cookie Monster costume. As you do, you know? In fairness to me, it was Halloween. It was Brooklyn, 2008, and I had made my own costume. I was very proud of it. It was blue fur. There was a bottom half and a top half, ping pong balls for the eyes, you know. I was so proud of it. It wasn't like a sexy Cookie Monster costume. Well, it depends on what you're into, but. I don't normally do the slutty Halloween costume thing because I figure, hey, 364 days out of the year, I'm slutting it up. It's costume night. So I don't normally do that. Also, I do feel that this slutty Halloween costume is rarely is it creative, you know? It's never like a sexy, hot ATM machine or something. It's always just like a set of bunny ears and some lingerie. And you're like, what are you? And the girl's like, I'm a sexy bunny. And you're like, not too a bunny. So I was having a great time. My costume was raging all night long. And then 4 a.m. rolled around. We decided to go home. And there was no cars. No cabs came to Brooklyn in 2008. There was no Uber or anything like that. So we just had to wait for the bus. And during that wait, I did have to pee. So I was like, I know what to do. I just went over to the curb and popped a squat, took off the top half a cookie, no problem. And I'm squatting. And I'm peeing and have a great time, you know. Pee is for pee-pee. It's good enough for pee. It's for pee-pee. It's mind of my business, you know. And then a car pulled up to the intersection. Totally empty streets, a car pulls up. Like, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a vintage station wagon, just pristine condition, full of, I'm gonna say, Urban Outfitters models. Who were dressed up like so sexily. They had like skin tight leather costumes and glitter makeup. They were like a glam rock band or something, you know, like the Runaways or whatever. Plus it was freezing and they were in a car, so I was already angry. And I looked in the window at them and I could see that they were pointing at me and laughing at me. And I was like, okay, I know what to do. So I just hiked up, bottom half a cookie, go out into the intersection, and I knocked on the driver's side window. And she rolls it down, and I was like, hey, were you guys just laughing at me? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, just because, and then I punched her in the face. So the driver of that car just got hit by a pedestrian, is what has happened. They drove off. I turned around to my boyfriend. I was like, I'm the king of New York. He was like, no, you're not. You're a bad person. I was like, I had to do something. They was laughing at me. And he was like, yeah, you were peeing in the gutter wearing the bottom half of Cookie Monster. Everybody was laughing at you. You're a disgrace. I was like, I'm not a disgrace, you're a disgrace. Felt great about myself. And then I felt another sensation, a smack on the back of my head, because the Runaways had parked and come back for me. And my boyfriend was not gonna help. The bus had not arrived. So then I was just in an all-out street brawl with all four members of the Runaways wearing blue fur from here down. I look like a Jim Henson centaur. Just like duking it out. I woke up the next morning more ashamed than I've ever been in my entire life. Not just because, you know, I had just like been an idiot and had bruises all over my face and blue fur where it shouldn't be. I think the reason I was so ashamed was because I had disgraced the costume. I mean, we all know it. Cookie Monster is an inspiration. You know, he does not have an easy life, that monster. I mean, he lives for one thing and one thing only, right? He lives for the cookie. All he thinks about all day long are cookies. All he wants to do is hang out with kids, draw pictures of cookies, sing about cookies. He fucking named himself after a cookie. And yet, every single time he goes to take a bite out of a delicious cookie, he puts it up to his mouth, and then he just goes fucking nuts and it crumbles to pieces and falls out. I mean, his life is hell. He doesn't punch anybody about it. He doesn't complain. He's never even gone to see a doctor about his esophageal issues. It has been 70 years. He has never ingested an ounce of cookie. I mean, at a certain point, he's choosing to be a victim. But that's the face of addiction, you know? And that's when I decided, then and there, that I was gonna get sober 9 years later. So I did, I did it. I went for it. I am 37, which is brave of me to be. People in LA don't get it. I'm like, I'm 37. They're like, oh, 37, can that be healthy? And it's not, in fairness to them, it's not. If you turn 30, you do just start to die. You may not know that. Like, I'm 37 right now, and I have like a chest cold that I got when I was 32. And that's just where we're at. I don't know, I like getting older, personally. I do, I like, the older you get, you know, the more confident you are, the wiser you get. And I also love that as I age, I actually become less attractive to serial killers. It's a perk, you know. 50 is the new safe in your home. It's awesome.